This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. May is Mental Health Month, and KUNC, in conjunction with Rocky Mountain PBS iNews, has been looking at the costs of mental illness from both a health and financial standpoint. This week, we've touched on the issue of frequent flyers, how the mentally ill are more likely to be housed in jails, and the lack of intervention efforts. We wrap up our series today at the state capitol. Mental health became a top priority for some lawmakers following the 2012 Aurora Theater shootings and the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. But there have been setbacks. Kristen Jones is health reporter for iNews.
The governor has proposed a network of crisis centers that was supposed to be rolled out this year. Unfortunately, that's sort of mired in a lawsuit and on indefinite hold.
Mental health issues were also a topic of discussion during this year's session, but as KUNC's Benta Berkland reports, things didn't gain quite as much traction as last year.
According to the most recent national data, Colorado has the 8th highest suicide rate in the country, and public health officials are still trying to figure out why. Around the state capitol, it's hoped that a new commission charged with creating ways to prevent suicide and keep people safe can help.
We don't have anybody to be the glue. We don't have anybody to be driving a concerted effort, a collaborative effort. They're all doing their own individual things, which are phenomenal things, but they're not well enough done because we still have the highest suicide rate that we've had in history.
That's Democratic Senator Linda Newell of Littleton. She sponsored the bill creating the Suicide Prevention Commission. It will include more than 24 people from a variety of sectors, such as nonprofits and businesses and mental health professionals.
So much of the work that we do in suicide prevention is about education. That's hard to do when we don't have enough voices.
Jared Hyman directs the state's Office of Suicide Prevention, which will also gain an extra employee under the bill. He says a big gap has been bringing new people to the table, people who haven't directly been impacted by suicide.
Historically, it is, and still today, I think it's considered a private, personal issue. And so we don't like to meddle in other people's business, or that's a tragedy that happened to somebody else, and I'm not going to get involved.
Some lawmakers, like Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs, question just how useful a commission would be. Gardner says he wants to help prevent suicides, but doesn't think this is the right approach.
You get 25 people in a room to solve a problem, and the chances of getting any focus on the problem would be astounding.
Republican Representative Spencer Swalm from Centennial also voted against the commission.
This is such a difficult, imponderably complex problem. This is just a feel-good measure that I don't believe is going to make any difference.
The bill ended up clearing both chambers with bipartisan support. But other proposals addressing mental health issues weren't so lucky. Efforts led by Democratic Representative Tracy Craftharp of Arvada to change the definitions for people who are involuntarily committed failed or were withdrawn. Craftharp has worked in the mental health field for more than 25 years. Right now, she says a person has to be in imminent danger to be civilly committed, which is vague.
I used to run an adolescent crisis shelter for teenagers. We had a girl who was hanging from the shower. We cut her down, brought her into the office next to us. We called the mental health center to do the evaluation, and they came in a good hour and a half later and said, well, she's not in any imminent danger. She looks fine. She's sitting next to you. Imminent is a very subjective standard. Everyone interprets it differently.
But the bill got bogged down in the ongoing gun debate. Craftharp says some worried that changing the definitions would mean more people would be civilly committed, which would impact their right to purchase a gun.
The NRA understood that this bill really did not have anything to do with gun rights. They took a neutral position. However, Rocky Mountain gun owners did not. That kind of messaging was not helpful because people started to believe that it had to do with gun rights.
But Jared Hyman with the Office of Suicide Prevention says lawmakers in both parties missed an opportunity during last year's gun debate.
76% of our firearm-related deaths in Colorado are suicide deaths. The legislation didn't really talk about suicide. That's a considerable gap. If we're going to talk about firearms and firearm safety and not talk about suicide, we're making a mistake.
Mental health advocates say the biggest victory happened last year when the state created walk-in 24-hour mental health crisis centers to the tune of nearly $20 million. But there's currently a lawsuit over the contract the state awarded, and things are on hold. Democratic Representative Beth McCann of Denver calls the delay unfortunate.
We're all anxious to have it over with so we can move forward.
Another piece of legislation from 2013 is moving forward. The contract for a statewide mental health crisis hotline will be finalized later this month. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This story, as well as the others produced by KUNC This Week and the Rocky Mountain PBS iNews series, Untreated, How Ignoring Mental Illness Costs Us All, can be found at our website, KUNC.org.